The ASX, the company that runs the Australian Stock Exchange, Derivatives Exchange and also Futures Exchanges, came through with their full-year result for 2017 today. Now, if we have a look at their operating revenue, it was slightly higher, up by 2.4%. They also saw their profit increasing by near 1.9%, but it was below what the market was looking for. Their expenses have increased over the year by 6%, and they've seen their capital expenditure coming in at around $50.3 million. Now, they're expecting to also spend around this level in 2018 as they're rolling out some large projects. This year they did have a new clearinghouse improvement system. They also had a new futures trading platform, and they've also become the main person to set the benchmark for the BBSW interest rate settings. But if anything, that has helped them see a good increase coming through in their information service revenue and also boosted other trading areas. And this started back in January 2017. Now, overall, they have seen that higher volatility has meant higher trading. Their contract notes, though, did fall over 2017 compared to 2016. And if we have a look at other areas in their business, they did see that their listings business saw more listings of 152 new listings over the course of the year. But they did see that the actual amount being raised by these new listings was lower over the term. Now, their trading services revenue was up by around 7.2%. Derivatives and over-the-counter markets saw an increase in their trading. They've also announced to the market that they're going to be updating the market in December on their switch. They're looking for a new resolution or a new replacement to their clearinghouse system, CHESS. Now, they do have a process that they're looking at and trialing at present, and they say that it could be a good fit. They'll just have to wait and see. Today, they did say that they'd be paying out a dividend to shareholders in the second half of 99.8 cents, and that is in line with their current payout ratio of around 90% of underlying profit.